Look, you gotta hear this guy, Johnny P. He does a great job with these interviews. You know, coming from someone like me, that goes a long way. Sure, I'd like more cowbell, but what are you gonna do? Welcome to the Johnny P. Show.
You know him from The Man Show and, of course, the Adam Carolla podcast, his longtime radio show, and also, of course, one of my favorite movies, Windy City Heat. Had a little cameo in there and part of the writing, I believe. Got to talk to Adam Carolla the other day. He talked about his new book called Not Taco Bell Material. And basically, it's, you know, he was told that when he applied for a job at Taco Bell in his younger days. And now, you know, he's made it and he's doing he's kind of doing the podcasting thing, and I got to tell you, to monetize a podcast, to know that you don't have to really follow the rules and do whatever you want, that's really an ultimate goal of a lot of broadcasters, if they can make it in that style, and he did it, and he did a great job of it. So watch me geek out, or listen to me, rather, geek out to Adam Carolla, as I am a big fan. Adam, you there?
Yep.
Hey, get it on.
Get it on, baby.
No choice. Yeah. Mandate, get it on.
Wow, loving you.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the podcast. What can I say?
Listen.
Oh, no problem. It's awesome. I mean, that's a pretty major transition going from radio to podcasting. How difficult was that for you?
Well, from a skill set standpoint, it wasn't that big a deal. You know, sitting and talking into a microphone, interviewing guests, you know, that kind of thing wasn't a big deal. It was a little bit scary because podcasting didn't really exist 3.5 years ago, at least not to the point that it does now. It didn't really pay the bills, and it was kind of weird, and I was committed to doing it on a daily basis, so it was weird doing something every day pro bono at this stage of my career. It seemed like doing a free radio show. And, you know, when you've been in radio for 15, 16 years, seems sort of counterintuitive. But the gamble paid off, and now I have a nice studio that I built and some employees, and it works really nicely.
Do you think that having that following there is essential to, I don't know, to really kind of do well and monetize a podcast?
It's nice if you can have a name and a following and some product, you know, to get started with. Like, it'd be a lot easier for Jerry Seinfeld to start a podcast than maybe Jerry Sandusky.
Well, Jerry. Like a podcast about nothing, possibly?
Yeah. But, you know, honestly, if you know, you pick your favorite comedian / personality. I mean, besides me.
Well, like, who do you like? Like, I mean, Louis C.K. is awesome. Chris Rock.
Okay. All right. Louis C.K., Chris Rock. If Chris Rock decided to start doing a podcast tomorrow, you would tune in.
Yep.
And you'd check it out and you'd listen. But if it was 90 minutes and it wasn't all that good, you'd probably check it out the next day. Maybe you'd give it the first week or something. But if Chris Rock podcast wasn't very good, you'd stop listening.
Yeah, you give up on it because it's
you would.
The content's not there.
How many times have people done that where they've gone like, oh man, this TV show, like The Wire, man, the first two seasons was awesome, and then you talk to the guy and you're like, hey, you catch The Wire last night? And they'll be like, no, I stopped watching it. I felt like kind of dropped off in the third season. Like, so from, you know, it's like any relationship. It goes from I'm deeply in love to, oh, you didn't hear? We're getting divorced, you know?
Yeah, so you got to keep it going. Keep it fresh.
The podcast is, it's not only do you have to do it every day, but you have to kind of do something. Otherwise, people will just drop off. If they don't want to hear what you have to say, they're not going to hang around just because they're polite.
Well, you've got the guests that people want to tune into, and you have like the traditional show content with, you know, the banter amongst your crew. So, I mean, keeping those fresh is really the key, and you're doing it.
Yeah, and I think just doing it on a daily basis and treating it like a radio show and that kind of thing is probably, at least instinctively, the way to do it for me. And hopefully when this technology starts getting into cars and that kind of stuff, it'll really spread out, and that's really what you want, because right now you're sort of held back by technology to some degree. Like, you know, people just don't know what a podcast is. They don't have it in their car. They don't have access to it. I mean, I have a lot of people that say, like, oh, I love the radio show. I wish you'd bring it back. And I'd go, no, listen to the podcast. And they go, nah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's still, yeah, it's still new to them. I did get the book, by the way, not Taco Bell material, and I started reading it. I love the tangents. Hilarious.
Yeah, I was sitting around when I was writing it. I kept going on these tangents, and then I thought, when I was writing it with Mike Lynch, I thought, I said to Mike, how do we, when I go on one of these tangents, like, how do we let the people know that I'm going on a tangent? And then for some reason, after saying tangent a number of times, I said, well, why don't we have a little icon with a guy, and we'll call it Tangent. We'll have a guy like this tan with a top hat on. It'll seem kind of gay.
Well, no, he's a gent, yeah.
That'll let people know it's time for a tangent.
Yeah, it's a nice preparation for it. I love it. A lot of people saw you on Celebrity Apprentice and Dancing with the Stars. People that don't remember, he was riding a unicycle as well on Dancing with the Stars. How was that experience?
It was an experience. Right? It was just that. It was an experience. You know, people always do that. Hey, did you have fun? Did you have fun on that show? And it's like, nah, not really. I didn't have fun. It was a ton of work. But I definitely had an experience. Like, it was a really interesting experience. And most of stuff in life, you know, fun is pretty easy. Like, you know, all you need for fun is a couple of, like, Norco and, Mickey's Big Mouth, and then you just go to Knott's Berry Farm or Disneyland, and you can have fun. Like, fun is easy. Fun, go to 3D.
Yeah, right. That's the easy part.
Experience, I always think, in life is more important than fun. And this was a bunch of hard work and interesting, and your heart never beat as hard as it did. You know, when I'm sitting back there in my Zorro cape and Zorro mask and waiting to go out on my unicycle, I was like, you really know you're alive for that, you know, 2 minutes of your life, because it's like being attacked by a grizzly bear. But so no fun, but a very interesting experience, and I never need to do it again.
Well, it got you good exposure, too. And being on the podcast, it's going to be helpful getting your name out there and staying fresh in people's minds.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, the reality is people listen to the podcast who listen to the podcast. It's not, you know, it's funny. Like, you think, oh, you go on The Tonight Show and talk about the podcast, that's going to help. You might get 8 new listeners.
Yeah, it's not much, but it keeps the name fresh.
You just kind of keep your name out there. That's it.
Something I got to ask you about. One of my favorite comedies of all time, Windy City Heat. I actually heard about it from your podcast. I forgot who you were interviewing. It might have been Bobcat. I'm not sure. And you mentioned, like, you know, this guy, and he thought it was all real, president of show business. I'm like, I got to check this out. I never saw it on Comedy Central when it was on. So I got the DVD.
Well, they buried it.
Oh, is that?
They paid for it, but then they buried it. So they never run it. And they never really ran it.
Well, it's got a cult following. I mean, I got the DVD and lent it to probably 20 people. I've almost had to buy another one because I forget who has it.
Well, you know. For God's sake, don't buy another one. Keep lending it to people. That's our plan.
It's so awesome.
DVD, I'm going to travel around America.
Well, and that style, so that was like 2003 and probably before people started watching, you know, like the Borat or Ali G punk stuff where you're everything's fake, but one guy thinks it's real kind of thing. And it was such a different experience back then. You know, what was that like? Like, how did that kind of come to fruition?
Well, for people, it's a real cult, whatever, Windy City, a bunch of celebrities in it. And it's, you will laugh harder than you've laughed in your life. In a movie.
Oh, dude, Perry.
And your girlfriend will hate it, but you will love it.
My wife loves it, actually. She talks to Perry on Facebook and like messes with him on there.
It's all true, which is weird. And that's the thing that freaks everyone out is you think, oh, this has got to be BS.
Right.
No way. This guy. We made a movie that starred starred a guy who did not know he was starring in a movie. He thought he was starring in an action movie, and he didn't realize he was starring in a movie about him starring in an action movie, and he never knows it the entire movie.
And what's great is when I explain it to people and I start to give the premise, the first thought, everyone's like, oh, that's mean. I said, no, hold on. As soon as he opens his mouth, this guy's a jagoff most of the time. So yes. It's not really mean because he's a total homophobe or something or whatever, you know. And then as soon as you start to feel bad, he says something like, oh, yeah, this is hilarious.
Yeah, I think that movie's hilarious, and I have people tell me that all the time. And by the way, if you're getting movies, you can get my movie, The Hammer, while you're at it.
I saw it, actually. I think we Netflixed it. Unfortunately, I didn't buy it. Sorry about that. But you know what I liked about The Hammer was that it gave you another avenue to put some of your rants in there.
It's one of those movies you can watch with your wife. She will enjoy The Hammer.
Yeah, and it still has the Adam-isms. Like, wasn't there one of the scenes, I think there was, you were in the car with the black boxer, and you were giving him shit, kind of talking about, I can't say you're better than me, or, you know, better athlete. I can't say you're worse. What can I say?
Yeah, we delve into the delicate race. I think it's the wife that'll like it as much as
that. Yeah, my wife Heather loved it. So, Adam, thanks a lot. It's been really great talking. Adam Carolla, the book is not Taco Bell material because he was told that. And now look at him. And, you know him from The Man Show. Now you listen to him every single day on his podcast. Adam, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
There he is, the Ace Man, Adam Carolla. Appreciate him joining me. I am a big fan, as you can tell. If you've never seen his movie, The Hammer, definitely check that out. And of course, Windy City Heat, always one of my favorites. It was one of those, every time I tell someone about it, they thank me because they're going to watch it over and over again. The new book is not Taco Bell material. His last book, In 50 Years, We'll All Be Chicks, also a great read. Check those out. And, of course, listen to The Adam Carolla Show every single day. You can find it on iTunes or wherever other great podcasts are found. So I love the bit when he talked about Dancing with the Stars, saying, it wasn't really fun. It's actually a lot of work. The guy's honest, and you got to respect that. Talk to you next time.
Ho! You can find more great podcasts at lifestylepodnetwork.com.au.